Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey Connor, can you just get a thought on that win? Being able to kind of pull that out in overtime.
Yeah, definitely wasn't our prettiest win. They played a grind type of game, and they played hard, and I thought we did a good job for most of the night, not all of the night, but kind of matching that. Obviously don't like giving up the third one there, and. In the third period with a 3-2 lead, but those things happen. So good we were able to get a win.
That was a pretty desperate team. They needed that 1 point to clinch the playoffs. Did you kind of get a sense of that out there today?
Yeah, you could definitely get a sense of their desperation. But that's a great thing for us to be able to play a team like this with their desperation, with their intensity level tonight. That's how it's going to be moving forward. So it was a good test for us, and good for us to keep our kind of playoff mindset going.
Ryan Shaw, TSN.
Connor, there was some goals tonight from a couple of different lines and some different guys. How much of a boost is that for your team when that happens? And I mean, obviously it's critical in the playoffs that you get that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think, obviously Nealer's played a long time in this league and scored a lot of goals in this league. So, you give him chances, he's going to score. It's good for Clouder to get his first point as well. And, I thought their line as a whole was really good and created some chances and obviously potted one. And obviously Leo's line, doing what it always does and finds a way to get one. And I didn't think our line was overly great tonight, but, we found a way to contribute offensively, which is always good.
Couple games left here, Connor. We've been asking Dave a lot of questions about, whether he plans on resting guys or not. And, he's sort of taken a wait-and-see approach. From your standpoint, I know players want to play, but you also want to be healthy and ready to go for the playoffs. So where's that balance for you, and under what circumstances would you look to take a rest if needed?
I think you want to keep kind of going. I think you see teams that do that. Sometimes they don't have the best start in the playoffs, and you're playing against a team that's been having to push to make the playoffs. So obviously a little bit different in our situation where Winnipeg's clinched for a while, but obviously that's Tip's decision, and we want to keep playing and keep our playoff mindset going.
Yeah, my first follow up, Russ.
Hi Connor, you were matched up quite a bit against Jake Evans tonight. I know you've known him way earlier in your life. What can you say about his progression as a player and what you're seeing right now in the NHL?
Yeah, Jake's a guy that I've played a lot against. Played a lot against growing up. And had lots of battles with. So, got to know him a little bit just through training with Gary Roberts there, and obviously a real good guy and. Seeing him come a long way, and he was good tonight, really good tonight. So, we don't, I don't love that part of it, but good to see him playing well.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
So Connor, all you guys have to do here is work on your game and get your game ready for the playoffs. And is there something in taking Montreal to a tough game all the way through? I thought you were the better team. You led for most of the game. That hasn't been the case when you played Montreal a lot of times this season. Is there something in sort of slaying that dragon a little bit tonight?
Yeah, for whatever reason, Montreal's kind of had her number. I wouldn't say so of late. I would say early on they did. They played us the third and fourth game of the year, and they got out of the gates real hot and came into Edmonton and beat us obviously pretty good. And I think we have three wins or something like that against them and have played some decent hockey. So not our best record, obviously, but I think we've played them hard.
Right. And as you now, it's going to be Winnipeg. I think we know that, not completely for sure, but almost for sure. Does it matter at this point? Are you starting to think about the Jets? Are you, you know, can you go there yet, Connor, with a couple games left?
I don't think you go there yet until it's for sure. You never really know what's going to happen in this league. So, you know, could be Winnipeg, could be Montreal, but, you know, we're prepared for either, and, you know, we'll be ready.
Daniel Mingabowman, The Athletic.
Connor, I'm just hoping I can ask you a couple questions about your season more as a whole as opposed to tonight. A lot has been made of your offensive, you know, point production logically, but I'm curious about your defensive side of game this year, because I've heard you really worked hard at that, and I'm just wondering why you decided to take such a tact and doing that as opposed to early in your career or later in your career. Why was it this time that you decided to kind of make the run at that?
You're asking me that on a night where I was on the ice for three goals against, so you know, that's obviously why I work on it. I mean, it's something that you know, all the top players in the league, you know, they're out there against tough matchups every night, and you can't be a liability. You know, I think that was the next step for our group, is for Leo and I to kind of take that responsibility on and grow and into that 200-foot game. And, you know, obviously Leo's done an amazing job, and you know, I'm continuing to work on it each and every day.
I know there were some guys that you really watched a video of. Who did you kind of target, and what did you learn when it comes to defensive play and maybe even face-offs as well? Because that's another area you've really improved at.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, you can't just be in motion all the time. I think, you know, I would get kind of caught swinging away or swinging, you know, by pucks, and, you know, just trying to stop and stay underneath pucks is kind of the biggest thing, I would say.
Last question, Jim Matheson, Post Media.
Connor, the team hasn't had a lot of overtime games this year and have had no games that have gone to a shootout. That was late in the overtime. Soon as Leon's getting the puck, are you breaking into the open? Does he have to look for you, or do you have to yell or anything? I mean, it was a long pass, but he's in stride.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously Leo and I have played a lot together and kind of know what each other are thinking. And usually when he's got the puck and, you know, it's kind of a quick turnover like that was, you got a couple guys trapped. You know, he's obviously thinking the same thing I'm thinking, and vice versa, you know, if I have the puck in that situation. So, you know, in overtime 3-on-3, if you can get guys trapped, you obviously want to get up the ice as quick as you can.
Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.